Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. 12 new Connecticut laws that will change your life on October 1st.
12. Count them, 12.
Smoking age will be raised to 21.
Yeah. No problem with that. It's smoking.
Right. It doesn't affect you. That's
right.
Why you don't care.
Exactly.
If you're 18, you get pissed.
Right. But most of the kids are 18 and smoking or doing the vaping thing anyway. So.
Well, I went through that with the drinking age. The drinking age in Connecticut was 18. I turned 18. I'm like, I could drink. It's like, well, we're changing it to 21. And then they staggered it. So 1 year it became 19.
Yeah.
And I kept having this window where it's like 3 months.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, I work in bars. So.
Right.
Hopefully no one will ask.
That's okay. We caught up.
I'm of the school of thought that if you're old enough to go away to a foreign country with a gun and kill people on behalf of the country, if you want to have a cigarette, no problem.
Right. Or maybe show a military ID.
You're old enough to kill people for us, you can have a cigarette.
Or maybe show a military ID and you can smoke.
I also think you should be able to have a beer. Like if you could join the military and do things to protect us, you are old enough to have a beer. If you could drive a tank.
Right.
If you jump out of an airplane at night, land in a country where, you know, if they find you, they're going to do bad things to you. If you can wire up explosives. If you
right.
could, get a scuba, outfit and go, like, underwater at night and come up on some foreign land and then sneak into a hut and rescue hostages. You should be able to have a beer.
If you could do
and a cigarette.
If you could do all those
have
things.
Have 20 cigarettes at the same time.
Makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, if you could do all those things at once, then damn it, you can have a beer and a cigarette.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what? If it's really bad, then just why don't you do this? Why don't you just make it illegal?
I can't do that. There's a lot of money in cigarettes.
Right.
Mm. Are you kidding me?
That's the problem.
Yep.
So they get pressure, and that's where they cave. This is their compromise. Well,
right.
We'll raise it.
Right.
Look, the kids that are smoking, they're not going to say, well, it's 21 now.
Thought somebody else buy it for.
This is a way to find stores. You know, you suck more money on
yeah,
them.
You send it to decoy, yada, yada.
Yeah.
They fail.
How old were you when you started smoking?
14.
Yeah, I was 13.
Yeah, 14 years old.
It's young. But, you know, your friends are doing it.
Yep.
There's not a lot of parental supervision.
Right.
This is what bad things happen.
Actually, my mom gave me the cigarette because she preferred that I smoked a cigarette that she gave me as opposed to somebody else might have been laced. She was afraid I was going to be laced and I'd be like some kind of drug junkie if I like smoked a cigarette. Supposedly it happened to a cousin of hers.
Oh, wow.
So she made sure that if I was a smoke, I smoked in front of her. It's kind of awkward.
I was outside with my friends having cigarettes. My parents didn't know. And a big thing then was, you know, getting permission from the parents. And my mother opens the window and says, Charlie, your dad's on the phone. I'm like, I'm just lit a cigarette. I'm like, I'm going in the house right now with a cigarette and I'm going to ask my father for permission.
Right.
So I walk in and my mother looks at me like, what are you doing?
Are you insane?
I get on the phone. I'm like, Dad, can I have permission to smoke? He's like, no.
Thanks.
Like, ooh, awkward.
Right.
What do I do with this cigarette?
Yeah, you want this then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that's number one.
That's number one.
Smoking age raised to 21.
Gotcha, right.
Number two.
Number two.
Minimum wage increase. Mm. Minimum wage will rise from $10.10 to $11 October 1st.
Okay.
Then it's going to increase $1 every year until it reaches $15 come June 1st, 2023.
Right. Now, do they give maximum performance or minimum wage? Because they have a tendency to, like, not slack. I mean, I slack for $2.10 an hour.
Who's they? Who's they?
Minimum wage people?
Okay. About? So anyone who makes minimum wage, AJ has a message for you now.
Right. Work. You're actually told to work. Work. You're not just sitting there slacking off. We slacked off for $1.80 when I first started working, or $2.10 was when it got raised to.
Yeah,
you're getting $10, $11. You know how long we had to work before we got to that point? And now you're starting off at like $10, $11.
Okay, hold on, though. When I was making $2 an hour, cigarettes were like 55 cents a pack.
Well, gas was
now
never...
they're 10. Gas... They have to work an hour for a pack of smokes.
Right. Gas was never cheap. At one point, you know, I was making less than what gasoline costed.
Okay.
Per gallon.
Yeah. I don't think about that as much as I think about, because, you know, when you're making minimum wage, your goal is to make more. Like, just do a really good job. All you have to do is do what's expected, and you're going to blow everyone else away.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right?
That's
you're
going
to get over people. Like, if you show up, you don't complain, right? You take on extra shifts or whatever.
You're still drunk
like,
last
oh,
night.
Look, there's trash on the floor. Let me sweep this up.
Right.
Right? You're doing all these things. You're not on your cell phone. You're not texting, tweeting, whatever. The manager's going to find you and say, I'm giving you more.
Right.
And if not, then you got a crappy manager.
Like your moxie.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I don't think about it in those terms as much as I think about a business that has a bunch of people.
Right.
Right? And it's like, oh, great.
I guess because they're raising.
Yeah, this is just another, you know, the government just putting their foot on my neck.
Gotcha.
Like that lady in the Channel 3 thing. From
yeah.
Get off my neck.
Yeah. So, minimum wage increase. Number three, gun laws. Several gun safety and ghost laws will go into effect October 1st. The law will require safe storage of guns, even when they are unloaded. And they note that a minor under the age of 18 could access without parental permission.
Well, that's just common sense.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Yeah, no, that one's okay.
Pistols and revolvers will have to be kept in a locked trunk, safe, or locked glove box when left unattended in a motor vehicle. I didn't even know you could leave your gun in the car.
I had no idea. Imagine my embarrassment.
Wait, you mean I could leave that in the car?
Right. I had no idea. Yeah, you know, weird is it?
You mean
beach?
I can't bring it in the bank and wave it around?
Yeah, you know, how weird is
what
it?
What the hell?
At the beach, you had to put your Speedo? What is that? Just me? Really?
I didn't even know that.
What caliber?
I didn't know you could leave it in your car.
I had no idea. Look at that. I learned something today.
I have a feeling that you can't. Like, you never could.
Right.
When I went to get my permit, that was one of the things. Like, you can't go into a bar with it.
No.
And you can't leave it in your car.
No, you can't.
I'm like, oh, so I have to plan this going out to a bar thing.
Right. You can't leave the state.
Yeah. Yeah. Number four, prepared food tax / grocery tax.
/ stupid / dumb.
This is still pandemonium.
Yes, it is. No one has any idea.
Right. They keep saying they're going to, like, change everything.
And they did. You guys all pissed off.
Right. So they put out this thing, and then Len Fasano said, well, that covers about 90% of it, but we still have some questions. Because if you buy a sandwich from Stop and Shop, and they don't have a place to eat it,
yeah,
you don't get taxed. But if they have a place where you can eat it, you do get taxed. Like, it's still confusing as hell.
Bizarre.
Number five, the digital tax.
Digital tax?
Digital. What is... It's one word, actually.
Yeah,
digital.
But I'm just like, what's digital?
Right.
Everything. That's, like,
that's the soundbite of the morning. AJ, what's digital?
No, but I mean...
What, can I answer that for you, please? Everything.
But I mean...
Everything is digital.
How are they taxing digital is what I'm trying to say.
Not additionals, digital.
Hey, I'm on a comedy, huh?
I'm getting it, but it's unintentional.
Not feeling it.
All right. 6.35% sales tax will apply to digital purchases, including subscriptions such as Spotify.
Oh, Lord.
So that music in your phone?
Yep.
Connecticut wants a piece of it.
You want a piece of your phone?
So frustrating.
This was sent to me by a tribe member like last week. They got that notification from Spotify. Like,
right.
Oh, hi, Spotify user.
Yeah.
You live in Connecticut. Sucks for you.
Sucks.
Now we're going to be taking more out of your account.
Yes.
Sucks for you.
Sucks.
Good luck over there in Connecticut. Spotify out. Number six, vehicle theft committed by minors. I love this one. So minors charged with stealing or misusing a vehicle can participate in a program to address conditions or behaviors related to stealing.
Oh, okay.
The charge can then be dismissed upon successful use of the program.
So, be out and steal again.
I like this because that's what I was thinking. I was like, you know what Connecticut needs? Kids should be able to steal cars and not get in trouble.
Exactly.
That was big. Yes. Like, I felt like that needed, like, when the lawmakers drive to Hartford and think, what does Connecticut need?
Right.
We need more kids stealing cars.
Right.
That's what we need. Let's get the kids stealing the cars.
Right. Chop shops need them.
Right.
It's a thriving business.
Let's tax good people who are working hard at the grocery store.
Right.
Right. And then let's let the kids who are stealing the cars, because they don't want to work and buy a car.
Right.
Let's let them be kids.
Right.
You should even leave the key in the car for them.
Right.
Help them out.
Yeah. Like, what's next? Like, 10 years from now, we're getting fined because we didn't leave our fob in the car for them to steal it. They actually had to break the window, and they cut the freaking hand, and they had to work for it.
That's your fault now.
All those things, yes.
Yeah. Did they, like, listen to themselves?
I don't think so, no.
Definitely not.
Yeah, they don't listen.
I'm scratching my head here. Really?
I'm scratching
this
lower.
This was like the state's burning. Oh, we need more kids stealing cars.
Right. I'm scratching lower, actually, but thank you. Kind of like it. Not going to lie.
Number 7. On the list of laws that will come into effect October 1st in Connecticut, upskirting.
Upskirting?
The law clarifies what counts as upskirting, or the act of taking video or photos of someone's private areas. Apparently, we need to define this.
Literally, upskirts.
Right. How long did it take to write that one? Hey, write that. Write up a definition on upskirting. Okay.
Right.
Taking a picture up a skirt.
There you go, see? Wow. I had no idea. It just seemed too obvious.
How long did that take you? 6 months.
Right.
Hey, good work there, Johnny.
And it's digital.
Right. Okay, got it. Trust Act updates. This update to the law presents law enforcement officers from... Oh, this is good. The update to the law prevents law enforcement officers from detaining someone for immigration purposes unless a detainee is accompanied by a signed judicial warrant.
Oh, okay. Judicial system.
Transgender panic defense. So, like, if a trans, this is what, how I read it. If a transgender person hits on you, you can't punch them out because you're like, it freaked me out, man.
Right.
Which sounds right to me.
Yeah.
Transparent sentencing data. The new law will require data regarding prosecution. This is how this one reads to me.
Okay.
If you get paroled, right, we'll be able to see why you got paroled.
Oh, okay.
Right. Which is good, because how many times does someone get out and then they do something like drive a car into an emergency room in Middletown?
Right.
And we're like, how did that person get out?
Right. Because they made their bed for a full
week. Right. So you parole board people, we're watching you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got my eye on you.
Okay.
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 We're almost done here.
Okay.
Changes in the opioid laws.
Oh, okay.
The law makes several changes to the... I love this one.
Trump.
Okay, so if a doctor is prescribing more than a 12-week supply, they have to establish a treatment agreement or discuss a care plan with a patient.
Oh, okay.
That's more than 12 weeks. So 13 weeks, then you have to say, let's talk about a care plan.
Yeah.
Really?
Sorry, I'm too wasted.
How about this? Let's give you 2 weeks. And then we'll reevaluate you.
Exactly.
Four weeks.
Yeah.
Need 12 weeks?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Right.
That's enough to have a dependency.
Yeah. 21 days you form a habit.
Yep, exactly.
All right, and that's what Connecticut did in the last session.
Yay.
Sounds like fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, there were monkeys with hammers hammering us in the head.
Right.
Dook, 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 dook. I don't know. That visual is funny to me.
Yeah.
Sports powered by Road Ready Used Cars.
Well, we may never know what Antonio Brown's time with the Patriots was really like. Bill Belichick has just flatly refused to answer any questions about him. And despite a 3-minute answer on WEEI, Tom Brady also gave no information.
You try to care for people. You try to provide whatever you think you can to help them reach their highest potential, you know, whatever situation it is. And I've had a lot of teammates over the years. So, you know, you invest not just your head, but your heart, you invest your soul. That's what makes a great team. That's what makes a great brotherhood.
He goes on and on and on and never gets close to any answer that references Antonio Brown specifically in any way.
Tom Brady never gives a good answer.
No.
Tom Brady and Derek Jeter went to the same how to answer a question school. Lots of words, right. So you run the clock out, but nothing that's going to end up in a headline.
At the end of it, it's like, wow, what did we just listen to?
Yeah.
What was he even talking about, right? Investing his soul. In
very
what?
Generic.
In who?
Right.
We'll just skip ahead a whole minute.
You know, try to provide the best I can. You know, those types of things. I'm very optimistic. People know me, I think, know how, you know, how optimistic I am. And you know, just, you know, my belief that positivity and optimism, you know, can overcome a lot of things. So,
I mean, he's not wrong. Positivity right. and optimism can overcome a lot of stuff.
Right. Yeah, but what is he giving a speech at like a high school graduation, or is he answering about this teammate that was there for 9 days?
Here's the thing: if you're Tom Brady, you really want to be on the field and you want to be in the room planning. Yeah. You want to be playing the game, throwing the ball, right? All of this other stuff is stuff that comes with it. Every job has stuff that you love. Mm-hmm. And then there's the stuff that you have to do.
You got
to
do it.
Talking to the reporters is something he has to do. He's mastered it to the point where people don't even want to talk to him. It's like, well, we're not going to, you know, there's a half an hour of the show that's nothing.
Right.
We'll fast forward one more minute.
We try to do the best we can do, and we develop friendships and relationships, people that support us. And, you know, it's a, you know, sports has a great way of bringing a lot of people together. And I just...
No, everybody, you know, everybody already knows. See, what is happening here is
run the
media
out.
Wants someone on the Patriots to say...
To slip up.
To say, to acknowledge the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy's a nutbag. We knew he was a nutbag. He's nothing but trouble. We saw the foot videos.
Yep.
But man, that guy could catch a goddamn ball.
Right.
All we want to do is win games. Just now, we thought we could contain the craziness for one season.
But no.
And get to the Super Bowl. We just want to get to the Super Bowl. Winning is all that matters. But we'll cheat. We'll lie. We'll deflate balls.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Now, you guys all know that. And you know we're not going to answer any questions, but you still have to ask, right? This is why you get the death stare from Belichick. This is why you get a half an hour, no answer from Brady. Just cut it out.
I mean, he wasn't even talking about football at the end. It was just sports in general.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Can you say it? What?
Yeah. Can you repeat that, Tom?
You know, I believe that the more you care for people, the more you love people. The more you find joy in your life, you know, the better our.
Hold on, can you back that clip up?
Our.
Might as well just talk in fortune cookies.
I know.
That is, that's right.
13
Tom Brady fortune cookie.
Is my lucky number.
Right.
I've always felt.
Hold on. And now, deep thoughts with Tom Brady.
And I just, you know, I believe that the more you care for people, the more you love people, the more you find joy in your life, the better our society is, or better our...
And that was Deep Thoughts with Tom Brady. Kim in Fairfield.
So it was summertime and had the grill going, and I got the hamburgers out of the freezer, and I got the knife in my hand trying to separate them, and it went boom. It slipped and went right through my hand.
All right. Put that on the grill. Got to cauterize it.
The only good thing is I didn't hit any major arteries or anything, tendons,
right.
And my hand was okay.
Right. And those burgers were really rare.
Yeah, they were.
They're a little bloody. That's okay. Just Joe's freshness. Yeah. He's got bleeding burgers over here.
Yeah, never. Needless to say, I don't separate hamburgers that way anymore.
Right, now no. She's a hatchet.
Yeah.
Chainsaw.
Right.
Well, she just makes someone else hold it.
Yeah, right. Really. Here, you hold this while I'm running with the knife. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, let Jimmy do it.
All right, you're in the running for the tickets. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
All right, we got tickets for Larry the Cable Guy. Everybody on gets in the running. This all started with AJ taking a stick to the eye, yep. And then our boss, Alan, falling Friday right before our Chaz and AJ Friday After show, and Phil happened to be recording.
That's not bolted down. Oh. Sorry.
You all right?
I'm sorry.
I'll be all right. That's all right.
That's my fault.
It's more the pride.
I saw that like a second too late. Are you okay, buddy?
Now, if we were filming that, it'd gone viral.
Right. Yeah, I'm all right.
It's true. Tell us, look at
that's the yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah,
not really, but I'm gonna say I'm all right.
It's embarrassed as hell right now.
Yeah, what else can I do about it?
Yep.
We have two chairs that are bolted together from Shea Stadium.
Yep.
And they're bolted together, but not bolted to the floor.
No, yes. No.
So he was climbing on them so he can get a better shot for the weekend review. Yep. And they just went right out from underneath him.
We had a good shot of him, though.
Oh, God.
Went down like a frozen undershirt.
And boom. There was this piece of metal that just came up.
Yeah.
That's in the back of the seat. And his back went right down.
Yeah.
Can you put it in slow mode?
That's not both of them. Sorry. You all right? I'm sorry.
Did you hear? Wait. Go back. Because you hear the first noise, the first sound Alan makes is.
Sorry. You all right? I'm sorry.
It sounds more agonizing. Slow down. Yeah.
See, we're not very experienced in this, but no. We have to train ourselves when someone falls, just stop talking.
Right. Exactly right. Let the moment happen.
Right. Let the moment happen.
Let the moment happen. We can laugh
afterwards. Because we want to hear their...
Right. Yes.
Sorry. You all right? I'm sorry.
I'll be all right.
Like accidental dinosaurs.
We're not laughing at him.
No. Laughing with him.
We waited till we knew.
But he wasn't laughing.
Exactly. No, he would eventually.
That's true. To be laughing with him, yeah. He'd have to also be laughing.
I'm sure he laughed later on. We just did it first.
Right.
It was one of those falls where his entire body went down at once.
Right.
You know, like it wasn't like, oh, one leg fell and I lost my balance and I went down. Nope. Just there was nothing underneath him.
Nothing.
Flat on the ground.
Yep. Well, the chairs like buckled his knees and then he fell backwards on top of the chair.
Exactly.
It was beautiful.
But it wasn't funny.
No.
Dave and Meriden.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
You know where Sentinel Hill and Derby is?
Yes. That's the big one.
Yes. Derby Milford Road?
Yeah, it's the big one.
I used to live on the top of that, and we used to ride our bikes to the old Caldor Plaza.
Okay.
Well, we started down the hill, and my chain broke. So I had my feet down, and all my buddies were going by, calling me the P word because I was trying to slow myself down. I had nowhere to go. Pray for a green light and go right out on the 34. But at the very bottom on your left is a two-car garage that's still there today. I ended up going through the garage, dislocated my shoulder, my elbow, and broke my foot.
Yeah. That's the garage that has the imprint of a kid on it.
Just has this cartoon body imprint coming through the wall.
Right, exactly. You can see it from the other side of the wall.
My buddy Tom was the last one who, when he went by me, I kicked my pedals and he saw I had no chain. I was there for probably 15, 20 minutes before they came back looking for me.
You know what would happen a lot when you lose your chain? And that hill is, that's the hill.
Right.
Sentinel Hill. But AJ, you've had it happen. You lose your chain, so now you have no brakes.
Nothing.
So now it's the tips of your Converse.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
And then
right.
They'd like flatten out.
Yep.
Yep. Your sneakers would be squares.
Yep.
It's like, what happened? I lost my chain.
Yep, they become open-toed sneakers, yes.
Yeah. Yep. All right, brother. You're in the running. Oh, we're getting some good ones.
Yes.
Alan Shelton.
All right, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think I've told you guys this story before, but one day, years ago, I was bringing in groceries with my wife through the garage. We got a refrigerator, freezer in the garage, and stairs and then the hallway into the kitchen. So I bring a bag over to the refrigerator, and I open the freezer and the refrigerator to put everything away. I'm down on one knee putting stuff in the refrigerator, and a package of sausage falls out of the freezer and whacks me in the head. And it's one of those packages from Costco,
right,
of Premio sausages, like 5 pounds. So I fall over, and I go to get up, and I wind up falling in the kid's toy chest. And my wife's like, what's going on?
What's wrong
and
with you?
All I said was,
are you drunk?
I just got hit in the head with a sausage.
Right. A cold sausage.
Hate it when that happens.
Yeah. Well, luckily,
you
use the cold.
Do you really, actually?
No.
You use a cold sausage to put the swelling down, so you're good. Just press it to your head, you're good.
Actually, it's worse when you get hit in the face with the sausage.
It really is. For a dude, definitely. Yeah,
always got to push it over the top.
Exactly.
All right, you're in the running. That sounds like a good title for a movie. Yes. 5 pound sausage to the head.
Nice.
Did you see this 16-year-old climate activist?
Oh, yes. God, yes. With the pigtails?
She's everywhere.
Olga.
She is everywhere.
Greta.
I call it Olga, so we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, her name is Greta.
Yeah.
Greta Thunberg.
Ah.
That's a pretty cool name.
Greta Thunberg. Name. Yeah, but you're from
Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
And now entering the ring, Greta Thunberg.
If you're a rock violinist, yes.
She's outstanding.
Outstanding where?
Oh, really? You like her?
I think she's doing a lot of stuff for being, what, 16? I think she's succeeding.
Yeah. Really,
Let's play her clip. I'll set it up. We'll play it. Then we'll discuss. How's that? Everyone can chime in.
All right.
Okay. She's a 16-year-old Swedish climate activist.
Right.
Greta Thunberg. She harshly rebuked world leaders for refusing to address the climate crisis in a blistering set of remarks at the United Nations yesterday.
Yeah.
Here is the clip.
I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction. And all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
All right. That's it, honey. Thank you so much. Well, next audition, please. Is she reading a script? How dare you? How dare you? And so I shall fail. Oh, the world is upon me. Oh,
okay,
oh,
that's
oh,
funny,
oh.
But not true.
Oh, come on. She's putting it on big time.
All
it's missing is to you. All it's missing is music behind her, and it's a Hollywood script.
No.
It's the end. The credits
start
rolling.
She's passionate, and she's trying to share her beliefs.
And you're doing nothing. You've got to do something. Please.
But that's
like out of a 1920s movie. All it's missing is a guy playing the piano behind her.
She's doing good things, and she's 16 years old.
She don't care. She's in front of the cameras.
That's not true.
She's going to have her own TV show, saving the world with Greta.
She's trying to save the world. She skips school. Well, that doesn't really.
Yeah, because at 16, nobody skips school. I know if I mention the world, I'll be good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and how'd she get over here? An airplane?
I'm
guessing so, right?
I like her. No, she took a boat. She refused to take an airplane.
Oh, okay, well, what does the boat run on? Gasoline.
It's better than plane.
Was it a sailboat?
It's better than a plane. All these celebrities taking their private jets
diesel.
2 miles away. Did she take
a rowboat? It's a diesel boat. No, choking the air, killing the fish.
Then. Better than a jet.
I feel like if anyone stole her childhood, it was her parents.
Yes.
It's like, Daddy, instead of watching this Al Gore movie, can I watch The Lion King, please?
Hey, really?
No! You have to watch this climate movie!
Granta, you have to watch
this. I'm only 3!
Right.
I heard
I want to buy SpongeBob pants.
Oh, my God. Imagine growing up in that house.
Yes.
Jesus!
Right.
Yes. Anybody watch the Care Bears?
Mm.
We don't watch the Care Bears here!
No, we care a lot, bears. We're the Care Bear people.
Oh, brother.
So we care about bears.
The world is boiling. We don't have time for cartoons.
That's right.
There is no cartoons. There is no time for cartoons.
No finger painting.
Nah.
No silly putty. Oh, my God.
Cindy Patti?
Yeah, her childhood was stolen by her parents. So go blame them, okay? Right. And don't blame the rest of the world for your childhood being, like, all screwed up.
Right, and steal those pigtails while you're at it.
They're not pigtails. Who wants to raise an angry little braid. Child?
What is she? What is she, like, the Swiss Miss there? She's in Coco next to what? Yo, ho, ho, ho.
I like her.
Says the person who's watched all the Disney movies.
Yeah, really. The Happy World girl.
You're 30 and you're still 12.
Right. Yeah, you haven't given up your childhood.
She's 16.
That's true.
Speaking to the UN.
Yeah. Yeah. I know who held on to their childhood, apparently.
That's right.
Well, we send those of us in who can do that kind of thing. I'll be back here.
Hey, look, I don't know anything about climate change. I don't want to get into a debate about this. I will say, however, the dinosaurs were wiped out during a massive climate change, and I don't remember them having factories or cars.
Right.
So things happen.
James, well, asteroids hit the Earth.
So you only have a certain shelf life on this planet. You should enjoy it. Don't walk around all pissed off yelling at people.
Right.
Just enjoy it.
There
the world's going to end. You're not getting out of here alive.
Right.
Have fun.
We're all going to be dead.
Oh, my God.
Such angry people. So angry.
Why would you want to raise an angry child?
Right.
Like, imagine what bedtime was like there. Well. That was not like, and then they lived happily ever after. No. And then they all died.
Right. Every one of the three bears were killed by hunters.
The T-Rex and his car was gone.
And what's the tribe saying here?
Most of them don't like her.
Oh. Mm.
John from Trumbull.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good morning.
Guys, you're right. Enjoy life to the fullest. You only got, you know, roughly 80 to 90 years out of it. So
exactly.
Roughly.
If
you're lucky.
Right. If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Right.
The joke yesterday on a couple of the news stations was that due to all the hurricanes, they loaded up the sailboat, which was some type of fancy sailboat, not diesel, but ran on electricity and solar energy and stuff, pretty neat. And they flew the boat and the whole crew back in a C-130. So much for the climate change.
Wow.
The other comment was all these world leaders are flying in on their fancy 757s and have all their Cadillac Escalades. 20 cars.
We don't have a great connection with you, so.
Yeah.
I got the first part.
Yes.
Thank you, John. See, now we're getting into a climate change thing, and I don't want to do that.
No.
People have their own beliefs, and that's fine, man. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm just commenting on this 40 seconds
of
my introduction of this 16-year-old girl, and, you know, it's great. Like, she has a brain, she has something she's passionate about.
Over the top, though, with her delivery there.
But don't accuse the planet of stealing your childhood.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
That was done in your house by your parents.
Yep.
I got a Facebook message from Owen who wants to ask AJ the last time he was invited to speak at the UN about anything.
I don't know. When was Owen? When was Owen invited?
Hold on.
Ask Owen. When was he invited? You going to go throw stones at me? How about you, guy?
No.
I don't see
that,
you there.
I'm sorry. I wear it as a badge of honor that I've never been invited to the UN to speak.
Yeah, who? Boring.
Right.
Oh, no. I didn't get invited to the UN.
Who the hell wants to be? You know who that person is?
Yeah.
That's the person at a party. They all like, okay, well, I'm going to be over here.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
I'll be over near the keg.
Yeah. They're the ones when she shows up at the party, they're like, oh, God, she's here?
Oh, if you're at a party, do you want to talk to her?
No.
I like her.
I would love a conversation between you and her.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Greta will walk away. What the hell's with this chick?
Oh, get her on the show, actually.
Yes. Yes, you can do the interview.
Oh,
I want you to interview her.
Yes.
Mm.
What would you ask her?
You're so passionate.
Well, I heard she made her mother change her career so she didn't keep taking planes like throughout Europe. Like, her mother's some famous opera singer. So instead of like flying here and there to do like whatever, she's doing Broadway, like long residencies, and she takes a boat. Just saying.
Okay, so she's boring, yes.
I like what she's doing. All I'm saying is she's made...
How dare you like what she's doing? How dare you?
No, I get what you're saying. She's not like knocking on doors selling Girl Scout cookies.
No.
I mean, she's got a, you know, she's looking at some issue that's important to her, and she's made her way all the way to the UN.
Right.
She's 16 going on 45.
I'm not discounting that. Yeah. I'm not weighing in on climate change. Right. Don't want to do it. Don't send me an email.
Right.
But I'm saying don't accuse us or the UN of stealing your childhood.
Right. Mm. Yeah, they didn't do that.
Makes sense.
Right. And trust me, we got enough time on this planet. We're going to be gone by the time it just, like, collapses. All right?
Yep.
The
exactly.
Time it spins into a fiery ball.
Right.
And hits something.
We'll be long dead.
We'll be gone.
Yeah,
don't
we're
worry
good.
About it.
Who cares?
Live it up, everybody.
Enjoy. Beers all around.
It's like being at a party and like, hey, you know, at some point, this party's going to end.
Mm.
Okay.
Shots? Shots?
Yeah, let me know when, because I'll be over here having
Shots.
A good time.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to play that again? Let's hear it one more time.
One more time.
For those who are just joining us, this is what we're talking about. This 16-year-old girl from Sweden.
I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
How dare you?
I always think when someone says how dare you, I'm like, eh. No, how dare you say how dare you?
Yeah, really. What year is this?
How dare you say... How dare you?
Right.
Sounds like a line from Gone with the Wind.
It does.
How dare you?
It's like a 1920s thing, yeah? How dare you?
And her dream was stolen? Really? Her dream was stolen?
Right. I would call the cops there.
You don't think her dream was to get this platform,
yeah, really.
Go to the UN and speak about something that's important to her, and then have it go viral around the world and be now the front person of this?
She's kind
of
like living
16,
the dream.
At 16, that wasn't her dream.
She's living the
her
dream right
wasn't
now.
Stolen. It was just granted.
Yeah, exactly. How dare you accuse us?
Dream is stolen.
What's the matter with you? Call
Talk to a kid in the cancer ward who dreams of just playing soccer.
Right.
Okay?
Living.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a dream that was stolen.
Yep.
Okay? Woman bites camel's junk. Did you see this? The story is everywhere.
Yes, it is.
It's been sent to us by multiple tribe members. We thank you all. Including Angelo Appy, who was the first to send it.
Ah, look at you.
Angelo.
Angelo. Hey,
there's
Angelo.
There's a truck stop in Louisiana that has a petting zoo with a camel.
Oh, because that, you know, indigenous to Louisiana.
I don't think I've ever been to a truck stop with a camel.
No, I was there with a truck once.
Camel cigarette.
Right,
yes.
Right, right.
So a group of idiots were harassing it the other day.
Right.
It got spooked by their dog.
Oh.
Then it pinned a lady against the building and sat on her.
No, see that?
So she fought back by biting its junk.
Oh, see that? And the camel said, hey, baby, how you doing?
Luckily, both of them are okay.
Right. Camel's like, oh, that's a little rough right there. I'm just saying, a little rough.
The manager of the petting zoo says the camel isn't usually aggressive. What is this audio of? Is it her?
It's the owner of the camel.
The owner of the camel.
Talk about it, yes.
There we go.
I was shocked because we've had animals for 30 years and never one incident. They was pushing on the camel and pushing them, swatting them with the hat. Right. And camels naturally are going to sat down. Well, when he sat down, she was underneath him. I might feel kind of funny saying this on TV, but she actually bit him in his private area. Right. That's about as nice as I could put it.
Yeah. People swat at him.
Ugh.
They don't sweat.
I don't know.
They were sweating.
I think I'd rather die being sat on by a camel than bite it in its junk.
Yeah.
I don't want to be able to walk around saying, yes, I once had camel junk in my mouth.
Exactly. That was tasty, boy. That was tasty.
I think I'd rather have it. Yeah.
Right.
I died by camel sitting.
Exactly.
Oh. Who's on the phone here? We have a call. Thunberg on the phone?
Hello?
Greta?
Hello?
Hello?
How dare you? How dare you make fun of a camel's junk? How dare you? You stole my camel.
I wasn't making fun of camel's junk, Greta. I was...
You stole my reputation. You've stolen my camel. You've stolen... And how dare you people use the radio waves for your dirty, dirty stuff? How dare you? How dare you?
Dirty, dirty stuff.
Our dirty, dirty stuff.
You're spewing things. Radio waves are killing the planet. How dare you? You've stolen...
Our radio waves are killing the planet.
You forced my hair to turn to pigtails, for God's sake. How dare you? How dare you do this?
All right.
Sounds like your cell phone is killing your brain.
What's this
how
now?
How dare you? How dare you have Ashley on the phone? With Ashley, who goes to Disney and spends a lot of money and uses the gasoline to get to Disney World. How dare you? How dare you?
Ashley's a fan of yours.
I am.
Oh, is he? Ashley's
very impressed with your ability to make an argument in front of the UN.
Yes. Ashley looks up to a 16-year-old girl because Ashley herself is nine.
She's driving a car and using fuel to get to Disney World several times. How dare you? How dare you go to Disney World?
I think you have to sound more upset, like you're on the verge of, it's just very emotional.
I'm very emotional. How dare you say I'm emotional? I'm not emotional.
Oh, that's true.
You stole my emotion.
All right, anything else? What's that?
How dare you? Anything else?
I thought you were going to go around the room and pick on us all.
I thought she was much more well-spoken before
she
called us.
Yeah, I thought
so,
too. I thought she was prepared, too. But,
is that Phil? Phil is fact-check someone. How dare you fact-check someone when you have no idea what it is unless you have a computer and the computer is using up radio waves and using electricity?
The computer does not use radio waves.
My computer is powered by radio waves.
Yes. Exactly.
Who wants an S-ton of wine samples?
Me.
S-ton. Well, okay.
Lots.
If it's an S-ton, then definitely yes.
All right.
I don't want a little ton.
I'll ask again. Who wants free wine samples?
Yay! Me!
Yeah!
Ditto.
Chaz and AJ Arts Television and Appliance Food Fest happening Thursday, 5:30 to 8:30. $35. Portion of the proceeds go to the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive.
Right.
Tickets available now at WPLR.com. You're not going to be able to eat and drink like this for $35 anywhere.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
Ever in your life.
Ever.
If you live to 135 years old, you will not eat this good and drink this good for $35.
See,
not going to happen.
Not gonna
ever.
Nope. 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 Nope.
Ever.
Ever.
And, we have a lot of really great drink samples.
We do.
And Nick came to our rescue. Hey, Nick.
Hey there. What's happening?
What's up, Nick?
Nick is one of these guys that you want to be friends with.
Right.
Everybody needs to be friends with someone who owns three liquor stores.
Of course.
Funny how that works, isn't it? Yeah, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
So I turned pro a long time ago.
You're pro.
Look at that, see? Got the pro card. They call
That's
the
right.
Yep.
We're amateurs. He's pro.
Right. His liver says so.
You have Save Right Liquors in North Haven.
That's right.
Ye Old Liquors in West Haven and Wallingford. Oh, you won four. That's two.
Yeah.
So that's two, three, and then Green Farm Spirits in Westport.
Like that. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Which one was first?
Save Right. Save Right in North Haven.
Save Right. The original.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right. These are four unique stores, too. They've been around for a very, very long time. That's why that's what makes them work.
Now, did you buy them? They were already established, or did you start these?
Already established stores. Yeah, been around for 50 years, each one of them.
Oh, wow. So that's your thing. You like to find ones that stores that are well-established.
Right.
Absolutely, yeah. They have a consumer base already. People trust and love them, so works out good.
What are you getting for a big mama bottle of Patron Silver?
A big mama bottle of Patron Silver, your price?
Yeah.
Can I say that on the air?
I don't know. There's laws about this stuff, right?
Good call.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think I actually don't even know what Patron is at this point. More people steal Patron than buy it, so.
Thank you.
What do you mean, the nips?
You saw me.
No, no, no. The big bottles, everything. Kid, it's a huge problem.
Wow. Seriously?
Huh.
Yeah, yeah. Just a couple brands. That's one of them.
And what are the other brands?
Hennessy and Ciroc.
Oh. Oh, wow. I feel like I'm among a good crowd of people now.
Yeah.
I have to keep my eye on you guys? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
I would.
If I come in August in a trench coat, keep an eye on me.
Exactly. Right.
Or a gym bag or something.
How does someone get a bottle of Patron out the door?
Oh, they just walk out with it. They grab handfuls and just run out the door.
Wow.
The keys to run.
Yep, exactly.
And then once they do that, you're not chasing them, right? What do you do with that?
It depends on the circumstance. I will, and my staff won't. I'll go after them.
I hear you. I would do the same thing. You're running Absolutely. Out with a bottle of Patron. I'm coming after you.
Exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
Yeah.
Then share it.
You should do like the Blockbusters used to do, where you put the boxes up, right? But it's like the empty tape inside. There's
empty?
Nothing in there. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's good perfect.
Idea. That's a good idea. So they've run out. They get home. It's a bottle of water.
Right.
And if someone comes to the counter ready to pay for it, you just switch it out. You put the real bottle in there.
Yep. That's what we do now. Yeah, it didn't take us long to figure that out.
Yeah. If Phil can figure it out, they can figure it out.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to the Food Fest on Thursday.
Are you kidding me? Thanks for having me. It's going to be great.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be smooth, man.
You're my new favorite liquor store.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you.
What are you bringing? You're bringing wine, right?
Absolutely. We have a couple of tables of wine, and we have a table of spirits. The wines, right now, we have one table that's already set. We have one of the oldest wineries in all the United States. They actually still made wine during Prohibition. And then we have one of my favorite wineries out of Washington State, Chateau St. Michel. Beringer was from California, pouring some of their high-end stuff, so it's going to be a great time. The spirit table, I'm excited, though, for everyone, because I'm pouring a barrel of bourbon. Well, it's going to be a bottle. That I picked myself. So it's an individual barrel that's exclusive to my stores. You can't buy it anywhere else. So I'm really excited about that. So see what
Are
people
you
think
kidding?
About it. No, I do it all the time. I was just in Kentucky this past weekend.
I just got chills.
Are you?
Yeah. Yep.
This table is worth $35.
Seriously.
There you go.
Yep.
So do you get one sample at each table, or can you come back around? How does that work?
If we don't recognize you, just wear a disguise. You'd be fine.
That's right. What I was going to do. I was going to bring a mustache.
Right. Beard.
And then a beard.
Right.
And a hat. So that's four trips.
Yep. Bring a different sweatshirt.
There's right. about 40 different things to sample.
That's right. I'm going to keep changing my black shirt out to another black shirt.
Right.
Now I'm wearing my other black shirt.
That was a V collar. This is a regular collar. It's a crew collar.
Oh, I didn't know it was going to be... there's a spirit table involved.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, spirits.
Whiskey makes everything better.
Wow. $35 and you get all this plus all the food.
Exactly.
Forget about it. Oh, wow. All right. So this is it. I'm only going to buy my liquor from one of these four stores.
Nice.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Save Right Liquors in North Haven, Ye Old Liquors in West Haven and Wallingford, Green Farm Spirits in Westport. Where is that one?
It's right on the Post Road.
Oh,
right,
nice.
Yeah, right by Fortuna. It's kind of down to the Norwalk side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm going to go to North Haven, West Haven, or Wallingford because they're closer.
Hmm.
You know,
make three stops.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll go to one each week.
Spread the
wealth. Different store each week.
Spread the wealth.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you very much for this.
My pleasure.
If we could ever return the favor, let us know, please.
I can't wait to see you guys on Thursday. It's going to be fun.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
All right, brother. Oh, man.
He sounds like a really good time.
Yeah.
Right. Like he does.
You want to go to his table.
Hey, so fun.
Yeah.
What are we going to call him? Nick the Wine Guy?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Works for me.
Now, do you get one try at each table? He's bringing three tables. So, like, one per table?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Right?
Keep in mind, you're working the next day, so I just know.
Or do you walk up to the table and you have to pick this wine, that wine, or a spirit?
Right.
Hmm. I'm going for that bourbon.
Yeah, me too.
My mind is already made up. I don't even need to look at the wine. Give me that special bourbon that no one else can have.
Agency.
Want it.
Want.
We're going to be at the Grassy Hill Country Club Thursday night, and we're gonna bring a new segment of the show that we're going to do live there. I didn't tell any of these guys about it.
Surprise.
Yeah, what? What's happening?
Yep, get ready to play.
Yes.
Okay. Play with what?
It's called Trash Can Trivia.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's right. Get an answer wrong, take a garbage can lid to the head.
Ping.
I feel like that's going to happen to me a lot.
We should call the game, call the game ping. Ping.
Ashley broke the can.
Right. Ping.
The biggest problem at this food fest is going to be deciding what to eat and what to drink.
True.
Everything and everything?
I don't think you could fit everything in there. Is there one human who could have a sample from every single table?
There's only one man out there.
You got Joey C's, Roadhouse and Boathouse,
yes.
Sealy's Deli, Bear's Smokehouse, Zoe's Pizza. I believe the Grassy Hill Country Club's giving out samples. I'm not sure, I think.
Hmm.
Chris and Roy's Brotherly Grub, Guilford Mooring, The Corner Restaurant, Bowtie Cinemas, Terry Lodge, Brewport, Little Pub, Lobster Craft, Riverview Bistro, Whiskey Barrel, God Attitude Vodka, Milford Point Brewery, Lynx Drinks, Savin Rock Roasting Company, Silver Sands Pizza, Zupardi's Pizza, and Nick the Wine Guy, who owns four liquor stores.
Good, I see.
Wow. There's no way I can fit
There's no way you can have a sample from every single one.
Wow.
I have to go right at 5:30 because I can't waste a minute. If I want to eat as much as possible...
I feel the same way.
You know what I mean?
We have it spread out enough where you could pop in after work and pop out. Like, if you want to just go in, grab a bite, and then leave. But who would want to do, like, I'm 3 hours, I'm going to just eat and eat and eat.
Right.
That sounds like my kind of evening.
Yeah, drink and drink and drink and eat and eat and eat and drink and drink and drink and eat and eat and eat.
You're going to roll me into work the next day.
Maybe I'll bring pants with plastic lining.
I was just going to say.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, wooden leg, yes, I do.
Right, so I could put, you know, like in the pockets.
Exactly.
Like, right, I can't finish that meatball right now. I'm going to put that in my pocket.
Exactly, right.
What'd you think I meant?
I don't know if you want to know that.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.